This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A handful of Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives on Tuesday ousted Republican Speaker Kevin McCarthy as party infighting plunged Congress into further chaos just days after it nearly averted a government shutdown. The 216-210 vote marked the first time in history that the House removed its leader, with 8 Republicans voting with 208 Democrats to remove McCarthy.
The office of Speaker of the House of the United States House of Representatives is hereby declared vacant.
At least 37 people, including 2 pregnant women, were burned to death after a blast at an illegal oil refinery in southern Nigeria, a local security official and community leader said on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
The explosion took place in Rivers State. Illegal refining is common in the country's oil-rich Niger Delta region. Impoverished locals tap pipelines to make fuel to sell for a profit. But the practice is often deadly. Nigeria has tried to clamp down on illegal refineries for years, but without much success. Local environmental groups say part of the problem is that powerfully connected politicians and security officials are involved. Oil theft is one of the factors pushing major companies operating in Nigeria to shift their focus to deep water operations.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. The Armenian parliament has voted to join the International Criminal Court, which earlier this year indicted Russian President Vladimir Putin for war crimes connected to the deportation of children from Ukraine. The move will further strain Armenia's deteriorating relations with its ally, Russia. This is VOA News. At least 21 people, including 2 children and foreign tourists, were killed Tuesday and several others wounded when a bus plunged off a bridge in Venice and caught fire. A city hall official said the dead included Ukrainian tourists, while Italian news agency ANSA said the fatalities included German and French citizens. The bus was returning from Venice's historic center to a camping site when the accident occurred around 7:30 p.m. A shooter opened fire inside a major shopping mall in the center of Thailand's capital, killing at least 2 people and injuring more before being apprehended. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Hundreds of shoppers flee after what sounded like gunshots were heard inside. A South Korean tourist, Pepper Park, who was outside the complex when the shooting took place, describes her experience as she took refuge.
People told me we should run away. And I asked why, and they said, because there's some terrorism.
The incident prompted authorities to shut access to the nearby Siam elevated train stop, preventing commuters from exiting. As the evening rush hour began, an intense rain pounded the city. Audio courtesy Jane Juta on X. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The World Health Organization approved a new malaria vaccine on Monday following the approval of the first in 2021. Experts warn it won't beat malaria on its own and other preventative measures are needed, including mosquito nets. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
Azra Ghani is an epidemiologist and professor at Imperial College London.
So this additional efficacy of the vaccine is in the presence of this really important intervention. The second is something known as chemo prevention, that's providing drugs to children in high-risk areas where malaria is particularly seasonal.
There were an estimated 247 million cases of malaria in 2021, a small increase on the previous year, and 619,000 deaths, mostly children, in sub-Saharan Africa. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
The New York judge overseeing Donald Trump's civil fraud trial slapped a limited gag order on the former U.S. president after he insulted a court clerk in a social media post on Tuesday. The judge did not refer to Trump by name, but he referenced a disparaging post on social media made by a defendant in the case, in which Trump and his 2 eldest sons are accused of inflating the value of the real estate assets of the Trump organization. Download the VOA mobile app or find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.